Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Miss Rodeo Iowa 2018, Miss Jenna Cool. Jenna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So first of all, congratulations. Last year, towards the end of the year, you were crowned as the Miss Rodeo Iowa for 2018. Take me through the pageant and what all was involved with that.
Yeah, absolutely. The pageant was held over Labor Day weekend in Fort Madison, Iowa, so the opposite corner of the state, during the Tri-State Rodeo. That's held annually every year. During the pageant, it's 3 days, and we have to compete in horsemanship, so we are judged on how well we ride horses. That's our talent. And then we also go through several different interviews, just testing our horsemanship's knowledge and our equine science knowledge, and also current events, just making sure that we're a well-rounded individual. We also have a written test, impromptu questions on stage, and an impromptu speech that we have to give. So, like I said, we have to be well-rounded and be able to pretty much talk on our toes about anything that they give us.
All right, and obviously you did well enough to be crowned this year. How many other people were up for it?
There were four total, so I competed against three other girls.
All right, and if I'm not mistaken, you're the first representative from Dallas County to be named Miss Rodeo Iowa, is that correct?
That is correct. Shelby Chapman, Miss Rodeo Iowa 2016, was from Adel originally, and now she lives in Richland, but she's kind of a Dallas County girl as well. But yes, I'm the first one to be a hometown Adel girl.
All right. Well, that's very exciting. I guess, how did you decide that you wanted to pursue this?
I actually started in the rodeo queen industry when I was 11. I started out as the Leon Rodeo Princess and then kind of worked my way through the ranks. I was Miss Teen Rodeo Iowa in 2012, so the younger version of what I am now. And then I went off to college, got more experience in the rodeo industry, got more knowledge about horses and just everything, the skills that I needed for Miss Rodeo Iowa. And then I decided to run for this in June, I believe it was, of 2017, and then ran in the pageant in September and then got the title. So now I'm excited for this next year.
All right. Recently, just this last weekend, you had your coronation ceremony. It was a big event, lots of people in the building. How did that feel? How was that whole event for you?
Very humbling experience. I'm so thankful for everyone that came to my event to just show me support and love for this next year. I'm just so grateful to see all the familiar faces that are backing me behind this trip, because I believe it takes a village to accomplish goals, and I could not do it without their financial support and just their emotional, mental support, just backing me up through everything I have to do.
Absolutely. And it looked like the entire village of Adel was
yes,
in attendance
yeah.
there. So
yeah.
Very exciting event. And the main purpose of the event was to fundraise for your upcoming trip around the United States. Do you know how much you were able to raise?
I don't have an exact number yet. I believe it was somewhere around $17,000 that I was able to bring in. So that's not how much I profited, but I brought in quite a bunch. My goal for the year is actually $35,000. So I'm about halfway there. Miss Rodeo Iowa is completely nonprofit, so I don't get paid an ounce for doing this job. Even though I work more than full-time hours, I don't get paid. So it's all just by fundraising and my sponsors that I'm able to get down the road and travel to represent Iowa in the sport of professional rodeo.
All right, well, take me through this next year then for you. Obviously, you have a lot of excitement ahead of you, but a lot of work ahead of you as well. So what does the next year look like for you?
Absolutely. I actually leave for Denver in a couple of days this Thursday. So I go to the National Western Stock Show and Rodeo in Denver, Colorado. And at these different events that I go to, I will just be promoting the sport of professional rodeo. So at that throughout that rodeo event that I'm at in their community, just visiting hospitals, visiting schools, getting kids involved, doing different civic public speaking events just to, again, promote their rodeo and promote, as Miss Rodeo Iowa, I get to promote our agricultural state of Iowa. So I'm pretty much gone the entire year just traveling to all these different events. Also, not only in Iowa, but I get to travel across the country. And I also get to go to Calgary during the Calgary Stampede in Canada. So I'm very excited about that one. And then in December of 2018, I will have the opportunity to represent Iowa in the Miss Rodeo America pageant. So I get to run for Miss Rodeo America and make Iowa proud in December.
All right. So I guess give me your, I guess, pitch to the Miss Rodeo America pageant. Why should you be crowned the Miss Rodeo for the entire country?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I have the experience. I have the background to hold this title, and it's something that I'm very, very passionate about. So I'll be able to represent our sport, because it's something that I have a background in. My family's been involved in agriculture for about 200 years, and professional rodeo is the agricultural state. So I can relate to a lot of these cowboys and cowgirls and then promote just our lifestyle than the hardworking individuals that we are. And yeah, I just would make a great representative.
All right. Well, from what I know of you, I would tend to agree with that. So.
Thank you so much.
One last question for you is, if anyone's interested in doing this in the future, any little girls out there thinking, yeah, wow, I'd like to try that, what would you say to them to give them encouragement?
Absolutely. Find out more information. We have a website, MissRodeoIowa.org. You can start there. And then we also have a clinic coming up in March that anyone can attend that will just help get girls get their feet wet in the industry. And there's so many people that are willing to help. So as long as you get your foot in the door and reach out for help, there will be someone there to help you out in any way possible. But definitely go for it. Strive for your dreams. Reach and just go after them, because awesome things can happen when you go for your goals.
Absolutely. Well, Jenna Kuhl, Miss Rodeo Iowa 2018, anything else that you want to mention to our listeners today?
Yeah, just thank you just so much for your support. I cannot wait to represent you as Iowans out on the road this year, and I would not be able to do it without you. So thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Miss Rodeo Iowa 2018, Jenna Kuhl. If you would like to see pictures from Jenna's coronation, go to RaccoonValleyRadio.com and click on the recap story from the event. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.